Looking back on 10 years of ANN, shuttle politics and the decline of the airlines. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Back in November, ANN celebrated its 10th anniversary. So the end of 2009 and beginning of 2010 seemed a logical time to look back. My conversation with Jim Campbell, ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief, was released starting with three installments the week before Christmas. Today we'll bring you part four, and tomorrow we'll wrap up our look at the big aviation stories of the past decade. Jim, when 2005 is looked at in review, I think one of the big milestones is the return to flight of the space shuttle fleet with Discovery. July 26th launch, August 9th safe landing. But at the same time, it became obvious that what they thought were the fixes they had for the heat tile problems were not going to work.
No, it was an interesting time in that people were struggling to find instant solutions to not so readily definable problems. The fact of the matter is what they discovered is that their single points of probable failure became multiple points of probable failure because it's a complex vehicle with a tremendous vulnerability in a number of venues. Had they been able to design the vehicle that they wanted to, plus previously, it would have been a whole different ballgame. But I think ultimately, somewhere, somehow, someday, and mind you, this comes from watching this program very carefully, being very close to a number of folks who have flown on board the shuttle, worked very closely at NASA and within and outside it, and a number of space industries. But ultimately, somewhere, somehow, somebody's going to ultimately write the history where the proper blame is going to be laid to the fact that the true problems with the shuttle were political and that the vehicle that they wanted to build never got built.
Well, it's I'm reading in between the lines here that you might ponder being that person to write that history at some point.
I don't know that I've got the time. I'd love to be, but to be honest, I think that's going to take somebody with far more access and time than I have.
All right, I'm going to look ahead into 2006 here with you now. Congress declined to get involved in the battle between controllers and the FAA over a new contract, and this had roots, I think, in part in dissatisfaction with the Bush administration, and frankly, nobody wanted to get much done for a while there. The FAA imposed its own last, final, best offer, whatever they called it, on the controllers, which led to the age of hyperbole, as I finally look back on it, for NATCA. But that was a story that only recently got resolved.
Not only recently got resolved, but it sowed a pattern of dissatisfaction that even with an administrator who is uncommonly in tune with and friendly to labor, I don't know there's ever really going to be healed, if you will. NATCA became this sounding board for every teeny, tiny, remotely negative thing they could find in FAA. And they got they were vociferous as hell. I mean, they were just constantly on one thing or another. There wasn't anything that the FAA could do that they liked. And it ultimately came down to the fact that they felt abused. And to a certain extent, they were right. I mean, they got something shoved down their throats that wasn't all that great. At the same time, to be equally fair, a lot of the air traffic controller, from a salary standpoint and benefits and so forth, isn't so bad. They've done reasonably well. They wanted to do much better. And ultimately, what they really wanted to do was much, much, much better. And they're now in a position to get most of what they want. And there's an old Chinese proverb that ultimately goes, be careful of what you wish for because you may get it. I've got a feeling the next few years may be kind of interesting in that regard.
In a moment, the birth of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. With Jim Campbell, I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
I'm Paul Plack. Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature and my conversation with ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell. On the occasion of ANN's 10th anniversary, we're looking back over the big aviation stories of the last 10 years. Jim?
Looking at the end of 2006, there was an event in Austin, Texas that happened in December of that year, which I think if American Airlines had it to do over again, might have been played out a little differently, because the mass strandings in Austin and the tarmac strandings of people for up to 9 hours ended up giving birth to the Coalition for an Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. And early in 2007, Kate Hanai was up and running with her first press release with that organization. And I have to observe that in a very, very short period of time, not only has that organization been incredibly effective, I mean, how many people go from a cause to a bill on the floor of the Senate in 6 months? But also, it has become a sounding board for a lot of dissatisfaction with a lot of other aspects of the airline experience.
Well, it was one of those things that you could point to when you were looking for an absolute. And an absolute in that particular case was just absolutely miserable. I mean, there isn't anybody out there that can't imagine for a second just how extraordinarily bad it would be to be stuck on an airplane when the potties are overflowing, when there's nobody there to help and you can't get out and nobody's listening to you. And in this day and age, if you complain to a flight attendant or a crew member too vociferously, you're literally threatened now with the force of law. So you can be literally held hostage. And if you complain too much, you can be arrested. That's what the industry decided to put its weight behind, that, you know, it was doing the best that it could and nobody could tell it otherwise. And the Doubting Thomases, the folks who were trying desperately to find a way to rebuild an industry with some sense of customer service and care for the ultimate well-being of these people, were ridiculed by the airlines, but ultimately successful because it happened so much and to too many people for them to be ignored for very long.
Well, I think it... You know, it's really interesting to see how far that's come now, to the point where the Department of Transportation just a few weeks ago, Ray LaHood came out with a press release that said three airlines were being fined in the case of a particularly egregious tarmac stranding in Rochester, Minnesota. And upon further investigation, it was pretty much a meaningless slap on the wrist, which didn't even really address tarmac strandings per se. It was all based on false advertising. The result has been that almost every airline has now removed any promise of, you know, mitigation of tarmac strandings from their so-called contracts of carriage or their customer service policies. So,
right. But, you know, we're heading for something far more dangerous. And it was interesting. We made, you know, a year ago in and made the investment, and a pretty significant investment, and bought a GA airplane because we got so sick and tired of dealing with the airlines. And in fact, every time we every major trip where a lot of our people were traveling, there was always somebody who was waylaid, somebody who had problems, equipment was lost and damaged. And it became, for sheer survival purposes, viable for us to go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars ultimately on an aircraft to get around that. Every now and then, though, we still are forced to fly the airlines. Recently, I had a chance to fly a single trip from the West Coast to the East Coast. Paul, on that trip, I witnessed three unmistakable incidents between passengers of severe threat. That people are so upset, so uptight, so much of a problem that they're getting stuck in smaller seats, that there's not rooms for their bags, that the way that they're seated is not right. And if you're not out of the way quick enough, if you've got a coat in an overhead bin when somebody's trying to put their bag up there and they don't feel you have a right to have your coat up there, even though you arrived before they did, so forth and so on. I watch people really, literally threaten to beat each other up three times on one flight. There is no excuse for such incivility and for such threats, per se. But I think that we're going to see a major incident at some point where the pressures put upon passengers that are being so abused and the cattle car environment that they're being forced to work in, that sooner or later one of these incidents is going to result in either severe injuries to somebody or the loss of an entire aircraft. I really believe that day is coming. And while it's going to be very hard to prove this and so forth, although I'm sure there's going to be a lawyer somewhere somehow will take a shot at it, the airlines have nobody to blame but themselves. There is no concept of customer service. They do what they have to do to survive. They have no concept whatsoever of how to fix an industry that is not just broken, but it is in severe and escalating decline.
Tomorrow, in Part 5, we'll conclude our look back at the big stories of the first decade of ANN with 2008, the end of Eclipse Aviation, and the birth of Aero TV. Jim Campbell is CEO and Editor-in-Chief of ANN. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.